Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA presents Preps Basketball. Here's Clark Johnson.
Live from Platte Valley High School in beautiful Kersey, Colorado, it is the 1310 KFK Tuesday night game of the week. We have Patriot League action tonight, 3A versus 4A Patriot League action. University Bulldogs and the Platte Valley Broncos will go at it tonight. I'm Clark Johnson. Dustin Duncan joins me, a longtime varsity basketball coach out here, and many years, of course, over at Eaton High School as an assistant coach in about 29 different sports. Dustin, how are you, my friend?
Good. How you doing, Clark?
Fantastic. Tonight we get to do Patriot League, but it's a little different this year. 3A in one league, 4A in the other, and tonight we get the mismatch. We get the 3A Platte Valley Broncos and the 4A University Bulldogs tonight, so we'll see what this looks like. Two teams that really coming in playing pretty good basketball.
Yeah, they are. You know, I was with you the other night in UH. They look solid across the board.
55-40 win against Brush for the Dogs on their home court the other night. It's kind of a funny story. Last year, same team came into Brush. Same almost situation as Friday night for us. It was a 7-point lead with 2 minutes and change to go. And Bobby Irvin and I had talked about that before the game. He goes, that's one that just completely got away. Well, Friday night, I looked up at the scoreboard, 8 minutes to go. I mean, two minutes to go, 8-point lead. I said, we're almost in the same spot. Kind of funny. Bobby said he turned to his group on the bench at that same time and said, we're not going to repeat last year. And they didn't. They went on and won at 55-40. So the Dogs 5-4. Platte Valley and Eaton matched up in a wonderful game. This in their past game on Saturday, 72-70. Eaton beats Platte Valley. Max Zink, the senior who certainly is one of the best players in the state, 36 points and 11 rebounds. Tonight the Dogs are going to have to figure out a way to kind of try to slow Max Zink down.
Yeah, you know, you think that Bobby knows that, and he knows that they're going to come in and probably try and take him away, and somebody from Platte Valley is going to have to step up.
I think it's going to be Desmond Williams. I mean, that's all we've heard is Desmond Williams will guard the one, he'll guard the five, he'll guard whoever you have that's dominant. My guess is they'll throw Desmond Williams out there tonight. Our Norfolk Iron and Metal Player of the Week from last week, they'll throw him out there against Max Zink, so should be a ton of fun. But we're going to come back in a moment. We'll get to players to watch in tonight's ball game. University Platte Valley, break down these teams a little bit more when we come back. This time out brought to you by TBK Bank on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
If you could hear most radio station websites, it would probably sound something like this. The president did a thing. Or, what's the latest on the Kardashians? But 1310KFK.com would sound something like this.
They found a multifamily building on fire that they had to evacuate.
The Denver Nuggets edged the Mavericks in Dallas last night.
KFKA is Northern Colorado's voice, and 1310KFK.com highlights the biggest news, sports, and discussions surrounding our community.
We're talking with Stephanie from the Weld Food Bank.
The only reason we're successful is because of the community. Weld County is amazing, and they are so generous.
You'll find podcasts of your favorite shows like Good Morning NoCo, Clark and the Coach, and The Hall Show.
But if you put me in on 3rd and 1 and I do something stupid, that's on you. You have to start analyzing your talent better.
A list of local game schedules, and of course, you can listen live all day long.
Basketball coach out of University High School, Bobby Irvin, jumps in.
It's a chance for other kids to step up, and our kids have worked hard, and they're looking forward to that opportunity.
Check out 1310kfk.com today.
Friends of Baseball Breakfast of Champions is back, and you're invited. Join us on Saturday, January 28th at 8 a.m. inside Island Grove Event Center. Our guest speaker this year is 7-time MLB All-Star and Hall of Famer Tim Raines. Tickets are just $20, and you can find them at Gojo Sports, Gerritsen's, and Sears Real Estate. We'll have prizes like $1,500 and $250 in cash and autographed baseballs. For more information and to purchase tickets, go to NOCOFriendsOfBaseball.com.
Good morning, Pete.
Good morning to you, Ron.
Thank you. And good morning to you, Spot. You're such a good boy.
It may be a good day in your neck of the woods, but in Eaton, it's always a Gould day. Gould Parts in Eaton has been serving Northern Colorado for better than 50 years with the best product line of car parts, truck parts, and big machine parts, highlighted by the quality name of Napa. Just call 454-3355 and let Gould Parts do the rest. Gould Parts in Eaton, a proud sponsor of Preps Radio.
Trust is not something that's handed to you. You have to earn it. J9 Insurance understands that and has built the trust of Northern Colorado one customer at a time. You're not just a policy number with the J9 Group. You're part of their family. The insurance world can get confusing, but the folks at J9 Insurance help take that confusion out of the process. There is no one-size-fits-all in insurance, and J9 will find that plan that is tailored to your needs. If you're looking to join the team or just need J9 Insurance, call them at 970-834-2009.
No matter the sport, the position, or the level, when you compete to win. Give yourself the competitive advantage with SOAR. SOAR stands for Scientifically Oriented Athletic Regimen, a training program focused on helping athletes reach new levels of performance. Their balanced approach will never fail to build a well-rounded athlete. Rise above the competition and improve speed, agility, strength, power, conditioning, endurance, flexibility, balance, coordination, and reaction. Find them on Facebook at SOAR Athlete.
Prep Sports are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back here to Platte Valley High School tonight. Patriot League action, 3A versus 4A tonight as the Platte Valley Broncos at home here against the University Bulldogs. Bobby Irvin, head coach for the Bulldogs. Of course, Tommy Irvin and Tanner Irvin on that bench as well. It's full of Irvins out there. Casey Doss is on that bench as well. Ben Smith, terrific player out at University past few years. Benny Smith is on that bench as well, so we'll find out. Last year, 17-8 for the Dogs, lost it, to St. Mary's in the Sweet 16 in that regional final. University against Platte Valley has dropped four of the last six meetings between the two teams. Last year, right here on this court, 54-53, and I think we get something similar to that tonight. I think this game's played in the high 50s, maybe low 60s here tonight. What is Platte Valley's averaging 61 a game, University 58 a game. So, Dustin, I think it's probably safe to say we're going to get a game probably in the late 50s to early 60s tonight, and I think every reason to think it's going to be a close game.
Yeah, it should be. I mean, again, rivalry team, both Patriot League teams, they come out, they know each other, so they'll come out and have some answers.
For the Broncos, 4-2 on the year. They're number 7 in the 3A polls. They came back to beat to play against Eaton after the break and lost 72-70, as we said, on Saturday. Senior Max Sank had 36 points, 11 rebounds. Zach Waimira, another senior in the club, had 22. So we'll see what we get from these guys tonight. Brian Kniggy in his third year for the Broncos as the head coach. 13-10 last year, lost in that regional opener against Eagle Ridge Academy in what I term as the smallest gymnasium in the history of basketball. On the road tonight, University, the guys we're going to look at, well, it starts with Desmond Williams. 14.4 points a game, 8 rebounds, and you'll see him. What I see about Desmond Williams is I see a lot on the other night, him standing out of the top of the key and kind of running things from the point. He likes to have the basketball in his hands. He can score, and he can sure defend, but he likes to have the basketball in his hands as well.
He does, and he did a good job the other night distributing and getting guys open, getting paint touches, and nice looks for threes.
Also want to look at Gage Schminke, who comes last year pretty much had the duties of point guard. This year, they're shoring him up a little bit. They made him the two guard out there. You get Caden Villarreal to handle the ball more, and Gage is able to sit there in his spot and shoot the basketball. Thus, he's getting almost 12 points a game, his high 19 this year against Severance. For the Broncos, the two guys that you put a circle around, Max Zink, he's getting almost 21 a game, 9.5 rebounds, so basically a double-double guy. Just a 6'3 senior, but he plays like he's about 6'7. He can get up, and he's thick. He's a big kid. He's hard to move out, and that's what I want to see tonight, the pushing match between Desmond Williams and Max Zink up underneath. He's not the tallest guy in the world, Dustin, but he's a load.
He is. Just looking at him out here warming up, I'm excited to watch him play and see that matchup.
Zach Waimira is going to handle the basketball a bunch here, but what I like for Zach, I figured maybe Zach a 15-point guy at the most. He's getting 19.2 points a game, 3 assists, 4 steals a game, his high 24 against Yuma this year. Those are a couple guys to look at. We'll come back in a moment and get to our starting lineups. That's next right here. This timeout brought to you by TBK Bank on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Not every job is a big job, but they're all important. That's why at Alt Feed Mill, they have tote bags of feed that are easy to carry in the back of the pickup and custom rations to fit whatever your operation requires. You can also be sure to find custom feed for pigs, goats, and sheep. So when you're in need of the good stuff for your outfit, be sure to go to Alt Feed Mill. Call the feed mill at 970-834-2132 or visit them in Ault on the east side of Highway 85. Ault Feed Mill, agricultural business done right.
It's always a great time for A&W Sweets and Treats. Stop by your local A&W and try the Root Beer Cream Freeze. Crafted with creamy vanilla soft serve, fizzy and refreshing signature A&W Root Beer made fresh in the restaurant, perfectly blended for a treat that sips like a shake and tastes like a float. Come try one today at A&W in Eaton, just off Highway 85 on the north end of town. Limited time only at participating restaurants. Prices may vary, tax extra.
Norfolk Iron and Metal is a family-owned business since 1908, and right now they're looking for you to join their family. One of the nation's largest metal distributors puts your success at the center of everything they do. Norfolk Iron and Metal is looking for regional Class A CDL drivers and are currently offering a $5,000 sign-on bonus. They're also looking for warehouse and machine operators. 2 weeks paid vacation in your first year of employment. Join the Norfolk Iron and Metal family. Start the journey online at norfolkiron.com.
Good morning, Pete.
Good morning to you, Ron.
Thank you. And good morning to you, Spot. You're such a good boy.
It may be a good day in your neck of the woods, but in Eaton, it's always a Gould day. Gould Parts in Eaton has been serving northern Colorado for better than 50 years with the best product line of car parts, truck parts, and big machine parts, highlighted by the quality name of Napa. Just call 454-3355 and let Gould Parts do the rest. Gould Parts in Eaton, a proud sponsor of Preps Radio.
Good morning, NOCO.
I don't do passive-aggressive.
Always entertaining.
All of a sudden, you'll see a picture of one of those fish that's, like, clear but has a really mean look on its face. We live down here because we're really ugly.
Always informative.
Commander for the Greeley Police Department, Weld County Drug Task Force, Scott Smith.
Whenever we make a large seizure, things will slow down a little bit, but there's always somebody out there waiting to take over for the person who's now maybe in jail.
Good morning, NOCO. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKF.
Your Bears basketball on the Voice of the Bears, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Platte Valley High School, let's get our starting lineups for you. And then if we have time, we'll get the boys and girls scheduled. A handful of games on both sides of the ledger tonight, boys and girls around Northern Colorado. So we'll get those throughout the night for you and certainly retouch that at halftime. University Bulldogs, Bobby Irvin, Tanner and Tommy Irvin on the bench with them, 5-4 for the club so far this year. Last week at Lutheran on Thursday night, a 68-62 loss. They came back, beat Brush on Friday, a game we had for you on Preps Radio here, 55-40. It'll look like this. Desmond Williams, 6'3 senior, gets 14.5 points a game. That number's going to go up. He had a couple games when he was coming off injury this year where he scored, I think, 6 points in a game and maybe four in another one where he didn't play much. So those really are misleading. He really is a 20-point guy. I think he's a 20-point, 12 guy, a 12-point, 20-point and 12-rebound guy by the end of the year, if I can spit that out. Desmond Williams, 6'3 senior, starts he'll be along with Caden Villarreal, point guard, 5'9 sophomore, 6.5 points, 3 rebounds a game for Caden. Gage Schmidtke, we talked about him, the 6'1 sophomore, the two guard. He's the shooting guard, 11.8 points a game and 4 boards. His high, 19 against Severance this year. Connor Weber, 6'3 junior. They need him tonight. Need him to get on the glass and put home some second chances. 8.5 points a game, 6.5 rebounds. His high, 15 against Severance as well. And Chase Heck, the 6'2 senior, 8.6 points, 6.5 rebounds a game. He's back in the starting lineup tonight. His high, 17 against Middle Park. For the Platte Valley Broncos, they will be without their freshman Zach Burton, who was getting about 3.5 points a game, 3 rebounds in the starting lineup as a freshman. He's out with a foot injury, so Talon Short, we believe, is going to get the start tonight. Just a sophomore, Talon Short, just 1 point a game for him. Cameron Mundell, this guy's just getting better. 6'6 senior, he'll go to the glass. Look at him, 5 points a game, 11.5 rebounds a basketball game. Dustin, anytime you get a guy that's going to the glass and getting over 10 rebounds a game, you gotta make room for that guy. You got to make sure that you're boxing him out.
Yeah, he's making things happen on the offense and defensive end, and he gets out and pushes it.
Braylon Edstrom, a junior, will start as well, 9.3 points and 3 rebounds. Max Zink, 6'3 senior, 20.8 points a game, 9.5 boards a game. His high, 36. That was against Eaton on Saturday. That's not his career high last year as a junior. He scored 38 against Kent Denver. So this guy just can flat outscore. And the guy who gets him the basketball is also scoring 19.2 points a game, almost 20 a game for Zach Wymura. Wymura, the senior, 3 assists, 4 steals a game, his high 24 against Yuma. So that's a look at it there. Anthem's coming up here in just a second in the starting lineups. We might as well start breaking down the schedule for you. Other games in the area tonight. Highland is at home. Pete Freeman's team coming off the win against Sterling on Friday and Yuma on Saturday. Great weekend for the Highland Huskies. They're at home against Strasburg tonight. Brush and Yuma go at Yuma High School. Yuma's number 8 in the state. Our game here, of course, Eaton Reds are at Berthoud tonight. That's going to be a little easier run for the Reds tonight. They're 8-1, number 3 in the state, taking on the Berthoud Spartans, who are 1-5. Severance Chad Sauls Club, they're at home. The number 7 team in the state takes on Skyline. Weld Central is against Resurrection Christian. Rez is number 8, but I'm told by everybody that's going to change. This is the team to beat in the Patriot League this year. I'm told by every single person I face. So Rez was without their point guard, Ty Yoder, for a lot of the first few games. He's back and rolling. In fact, the first game he came back, he scored 30 points. So Rez is healthy again. Look out for them simply to make their run. Fort Morgan is at Northridge tonight. Valley goes to Sterling. Riverdale Ridge is at number 2, Frederick Evans. That's a salty team. Frederick is really good. Roosevelt's at Mountain View tonight. Niwot goes to Thompson Valley. Brighton is at Fossil Ridge in 6A. That's number 1 Fossil Ridge. Erie at Fort Collins. The Lampkins and Bruce Dick ranked number 11. Pooter goes to Loveland. And Rocky Mountain goes to Prairie View. All right, the J9 Agency's opening tip-off is next. It is University and Platte Valley. We're coming back with a tip in a moment. This time out brought to you by TBK Bank on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. All right, welcome back here to Platte Valley High School. Get set for the Preps Radio Game of the Week. University and Platte Valley tonight. Clark Johnson, Dustin Duncan with you as we get rocking and rolling here. Talk to you about the boys' games tonight. Girls' games, Platte Valley and University are playing over at University High School on the girls' side. So that's a great matchup, too. Number 5, Platte Valley. Number 4, University. And they're Brush and Yuma. Yuma's number 10 in that one at Yuma High School tonight. Highland goes to Strasburg. Opposite of the boys are playing in Ault. The girls are playing out at Strasburg. Eaton and Berthoud tonight on the girls' side. And that's number 6 and number 10. In that one, they just shut the lights so they can do the home introductions here, and I will go to my trusty phone with the light on it. I told you, Eaton, Chris Love's team, 6-3 so far this year, number 6 in the state, taking on number 10, Berthoud. 3-5, but don't be fooled. Berthoud's a really good team. Res Christian girls, they're at number 7, 5-4 so far this year. They get Weld Central. Skyline goes to Severance. Fort Morgan on the girls' side takes on Northridge. Dan Beck's team is 3-4. Sterling, 3-5, takes on the Valley Vikings. Roosevelt, that's a terrific team over in Johnstown. The number 4 team in the state in 5A, they're 7-1. They go to Loveland to take on Mountain View. Thompson Valley will go to Niwa tonight. 6A basketball on the girls' side. Loveland and Pooter will battle. Loveland's 2-6, Pooter's 6-4. Prairie View and Rocky Mountain tonight. Rocky is 7-2. That's Coach Valero over there at Rocky Mountain. Fort Collins and Erie on the girls' side. Kirsten Young's team is 5-4. The Lampkins taking on Erie. And Fossil Ridge on the girls' side taking on Brighton as well tonight. Those are the other games in the area tonight. We'll hit all those again for you at halftime. Right now, we're going to get the lights to this place back on, I'm sure. Dustin, I thought maybe they were going to let us run the game in the dark here, but we're actually going to be able to see it, so that's good.
Sometimes you want to be in the dark in these games.
Boy, that's for sure. That comes from a coach, folks. So, yeah, I know it. All right, here we go. It is going to be Cameron Mundell for the Platte Valley Broncos. We'll go against Desmond Williams here, and off the draw, it is going to be a basket up underneath, lay it in. They kind of lost where they were that time, and the Dogs on a basket by Connor Weber have a 2-0 lead. Platte Valley was a little asleep at the wheel that time. Ball to the front court. Talon Short starting. Gets in tonight for Zach Burton, the freshman who's out with an injury. Here's Short outside the arc. Goes baseline now. Left-handed pass. Tried to get it to Braylon Edstrom outside the arc. It's tipped out of bounds. It'll remain Bronco basketball. 24 ticks into the first quarter. Clark Johnson and Dustin Duncan with you here on Preps Radio tonight. Inbound Zach Wymira. 19 points a game, and he can dish, folks. Here's Zach with the basketball outside. He has gotten really good. 30 seconds in. Give the ball to Edstrom. Right-hand side ball tipped away and stolen. Weber with a steal, and then he couldn't control it, and Talon Short gets it back. Short will come to the front court here. Here's Talon with the basketball. Dribbles like a yo-yo up and down. Looks left side at Zach Wymira and dishes right side to Edstrom instead. Back to Wymira, top of the key. Between his legs with the basketball. Dishes back to Edstrom. Outside the arc, left wing. Now he goes corner. They're Short. Wants to go baseline. In deep. Good play. Talon Short in. He banks it off the glass, and we're tied at two.
Quick first step there. Got him to the hoop.
Excellent play by an excellent athlete. Just a sophomore in here. Ball to the front court. Now this is Gage Schminke. Shooting guard for UH. He gets almost 12 a game. Ball down low. Chase Heck. Nice move by Heck. Sealed him. Turned with a drop step and laid it in.
That was a good move and a good pass.
Heck's got two. He gets 8.5 a game. Ball to the front court. 4-2 for the Bulldogs. Outside is Edstrom right in front of the university bench. Give the ball to Short. Top of the key, and he knocks down a three. Talon Short's got a quick five.
He's coming looking out for a shot.
Short's got five. The Bulldogs have four. Ball to the front court. Schminke's got it between the circles. Give it right-hand side now with the basketball. That is Caden Villarreal. Switches it. Gets it left-hand side. Desmond Williams in the key. Desmond kicks it back outside. Villarreal for three. Front of the rim, no good. Rebound Williams. Put back. Oh, he couldn't get it to go. Got the offensive board the second chance, but couldn't get it to finish. Front court here. Wymira tied up almost there by Villarreal. Give the ball to Mundell. Cameron. Back outside to Talon Short. Did he travel? He did. So turnover for the Broncos here. Just a little bit quick for Mr. Short there. 5-4 Broncos in front. 5:53 to go in the first quarter here. All right, here come the Dogs from University. Man-to-man defense so far for the Platte Valley Broncos. Bryant Kniggy in his third year coaching the team. Tried to go inside, overshot it. Ball on the ground and the garbage picked up by Schminke, and Gage lays it home.
Right place, right time.
Boy, that's exactly right, Coach. Ball just kind of picked up the garbage that time and banked it home. 5:24 to go, 6-5 Bulldogs in front. Here comes Max Sink, 36-11 against Eaton on Saturday. This guy's terrific. Ball in the corner, try a three. It is Braylon Edstrom knocking it down.
Paint touch for a kick, good offense.
Ball to the front court belongs to Caden Villarreal. 3 minutes into our first quarter, 8-6 Broncos in front. Left-hand side, they'll go skip past to Chase Heck in the corner. Back out on top, Weber. Get it to Schminke for three. On the way, in and out, no good. Rebound is off and taken by Cameron Mundell. Give the basketball to Wymira. Here comes Zach to the front court for the Broncos. And he kicked it off his own foot out of bounds. Turnover there for Zach Wymira and the Broncos.
As a coach, he'll take that turnover. He's pushing the ball.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. That's not one where you're going to stick him down by the side of you and say you can't do that. Every once in a while, you just get a little quick and you kick it. Here's Desmond Williams outside with the basketball. 17 points, 8 rebounds in the win over Brush on Friday. Kick it left-hand side. Desmond thought he was going to pop the three. Now he goes to the hole and kicks back to Weber. Outside the arc. Weber to Villarreal. Corner to Heck. Heck wants three. On the way, yes, sir. Chase Heck with his first tray of the year.
They weren't anticipating that. They closed out Short on him.
Yeah, I wouldn't have guarded him either out there. Not one on the year. Back comes Edstrom for three. That misses. Rebound Zink. Put it back on the fadeaway. No good. Rebounds off, and Schminke's got it. 9-8 Bulldog lead. Gage to the front court. Dishes outside to Heck. He'll go cross court here to Villarreal. Now Connor Weber. Left wing three. No good. Rebound is off. Good box out by Wymira that time. Here comes Zach to the front court. Around Villarreal. Stop 17-footer at the elbow. He got it.
That was a good shot by him there.
Well, sure was. Love that fact that he can get to the elbow and make that quick turn. And now the ball knocked out of bounds. Turnover here. And it'll be Bronco basketball. So turnover against the University. Bulldogs down a point in a seesaw game here in the first quarter. Here comes Wymira to the front court. He gets 19.2 points a game, 3 assists, 4 steals. He's got a bucket here to start the ball game. Wymira outside, give it Edstrom, top of the key. Braylon down the key all the way. Throw it up off the glass and in. Braylon Edstrom with a beauty.
It was a tough shot for Braylon.
Sure was. Got it to bank off the glass and in. 12-9 basketball game. Broncos in front by 3. Outside to Schmincke. Gage with Max Zink coming out to guard him. Going a quarter to Heck here. They'll play catch for a sec. Right-hand side to Weber. Here's the junior with the basketball looking for Villarreal. Instead, he goes to Schmincke. Top of the key. Gage to the hole all the way. Lost the handle out of bounds. And Mac, they say Max Zink touched it. Mac is incredulous with his look as to say to the referee, I came nowhere near that. Inbound for Weber. Get it to Schmincke. 3 on the way. No good. Rebound is off taken by Cameron Mundell. Here comes Wymira back the other way here for the Platte Valley Broncos. Baseline, little 8-footer, no good. Rebound to Heck. Chase has got it. 12-9, Broncos in front by 3. Dogs come back with a chance to tie it or get close. Heck, left-hand side. Desmond Williams thought he'd pop that. Again, he didn't. Desmond wants to go to the hole. Spin in the lane all the way. Throw it up off the glass, and it came off the rim. Rebound to Wymira. Left side to Edstrom. Braylon wants to go to the hole. In deep all the way. Throw it up. No. Great moves to the basket by these guys, just no finishes right now. Here's Desmond outside to Schmincke down the lane. Throw up the runner, no, but he'll get free throws. Our first foul.
That was the first foul. I like the pace of the game here.
Yeah, you're right. Both teams want to get up and down the floor. Both teams right now at least in a man-to-man defense. We'll see if that changes. 12-9 Broncos to the free throw line here is Gage Schmincke. And the free throw is on the back of the rim, no good. Schmincke 74% from the foul line. So Gage, pretty good free throw shooter. Dogs are shooting 65%. That's creeping towards where you want your team to be. The Broncos are almost there at 68%. That one's on the way. That's good. So Gage gets 1 of 2. He's got 3 points in the ballgame. Front court here is Zach Wymira. 2:05 to play first quarter here in Kersey. Dustin, what are you seeing?
They're running two guys at Zink. They're running two guys at him every time.
They are. They're doubling him up.
Doubling them right from the start.
Max gets the rebound here off a missed shot and lays it in. So that's Zink's first bucket. Yeah, we'll see. He'll see two guys on him when he's driving home tonight. Left-hand side to Schmincke. Chase Heck comes out to the elbow. They try to go down low, and there's Zach Wymira. Another steal for Zach. Right-hand side, he has Edstrom, kicks it to him, and Braylon's going to put it up in. Basket counts and a foul and a really good dish by Wymira.
Platte Valley came out that series, and they were in a 1-3-1 defense, and they tried to throw a pass over the top. That's a tough pass to make.
So they did, the Broncos, the Platte Valley Broncos did sit back in a 1-3-1. 16-10 now. Broncos in front by 6, and here's Braylon Edstrom to the foul line. Free throw by Edstrom's up. Back of the rim, no good. Rebound is off and taken by the Dogs. That's Andrew Cordova, who has checked in here for Bobby Irvin's club. All right, front court here, 1:25 to go. Left-hand side for Schmincke. Gage with a basketball. They've fallen back in this zone here, the Broncos have. Go down low here to Heck. He'll turn around. Little 4-footer. You got to dink that in. It rolls out. No good. Here comes Wymira to the front court now. 6-point lead for the Broncos. They want more. Zach outside for 3. That's on the way. Front of the rim. No good. Rebound tipped out by Mundell and out of bounds. Off of Cameron Mundell and the Broncos. And it will be a Bulldog basketball. 6-point lead here for Platte Valley. Clark Johnson, Dustin Duncan with you here on a night from beautiful Kersey, Colorado. Ball into the corner, almost stolen away that time. Trying to get there defensively for the Broncos. That was Preston Hofer who's jumped in, the junior. Inbound comes out all the way to the top. Caden Villarreal here for the Dogs. Down by 6. Spin it back out to Schmincke. Got Williams setting up the line, but, you know, you've got Mundell behind him and they got Zink coming from the other side and coming in on him. And the ball thrown, they would just miss the play that time. Thought maybe they were going to go for an alley-oop, and the ball went to Edstrom, nobody around him, and he got the steal. So here's Wymira, 16-10. See if they hold for the last shot. Edstrom outside right in front of the opponent's bench. Give the ball out on the top of the key. Hofer down the lane all the way. Throw it up. No. Missed off the front of the rim. Rebounds out. Tried to go outside to Mundell, and it's off the leg of Desmond Williams and out of bounds. So 16 seconds left. Is that something you did as a coach a lot? You get that, you know, 30 seconds or go to go. You've got a lead. Do you want one shot there or not necessarily?
I would say take one shot here. Take advantage of it. It's not like college where you can get a two for one.
Sure. Outside with it. They'll go in the corner here. Backing back out. That's Hofer on the way, and he knocked down a tray. How about that?
If he makes that, you're not going to say anything. But they get a chance to answer here with 4.7 left.
So Hofer averages a point and a half a game. That's his fourth tray of the year, though. So not the most unlikeliest of three-point shooters. But now you've got a 19-10 lead for the Broncos. That's the biggest lead of the ballgame. 5 seconds left here in the length of the floor for the Bulldogs to move. Get the ball into Desmond. Here's Williams to the front court. He'll go all the way in. Inside the three, throw up a runner. No at the buzzer. And that is a diminutive first quarter for Bobby Irvin's team. Just 10 points. 19-10 Broncos in front. Come back with our second 8-minute stands in a moment. This time out brought to you by TBK Bank. Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Not every job is a big job, but they're all important. That's why at Alt Feed Mill, they have tote bags of feed that are easy to carry in the back of the pickup and custom rations to fit whatever your operation requires. You can also be sure to find custom feed for pigs, goats, and sheep. So when you're in need of the good stuff for your outfit, be sure to go to Alt Feed Mill. Call the feed mill at 970-834-2132 or visit them in Alt on the east side of Highway 85. Alt Feed Mill, agricultural business done right.
Keep it here all season long for coverage of the Denver Broncos. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Greeley.
All right, second quarter set to go here in Kersey, 19-10. The home-clad Broncos. They're in white tonight. They're home whites with blue trim up and down the sides. Blue numbers. Their opponent from University, all navy blue. Tops, shorts. And here we go. Second quarter, 19-10 Broncos. Wymira with the basketball. They'll open it up and try to make it a double-digit lead here. Edstrom, nice feed down low. That off of Zink. Turnaround jumper by Wymira, no good. Offensive rebound, Cameron Mundell. Give it to Zink. Max just got two in the ballgame. Left-hand side, Wymira down the lane in deep. He'll kick it outside to Edstrom. Braylon with the basketball, looks in the corner back at Wymira and gets it to him. Wymira wants to go to the hole. Zach with the basketball, dribbles between the legs, ball's on the floor, knocked around. They come up with it. It is Edstrom, almost traveled, get it back outside. Max Zink wants three on the way. Yes, sir, there he is.
That's a good-looking shot by Max there.
36 on Saturday. That gives him five in the ballgame here, but he hasn't really shot the ball much tonight.
Hasn't had the opportunity.
Yep. They'll jump all over him, and we get a chance. There's a timeout here, so we get a chance to take a break. 7:15 to play here in the first half, and the Broncos opened up a 12-point advantage over UH. Back in a moment, this timeout brought to you by TBK Bank, on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Only through a restored relationship with God through faith in Jesus Christ can one experience peace with the Heavenly Father. Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace. Come find the peace that passes all understanding through hearing God's Word. Join us for worship at Trinity Lutheran Church on Sunday mornings at 8 and 10:30 a.m. Trinity Lutheran Church, 3035th Avenue across from the Home Depot Shopping Center.
103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
7:15 to play here in the first half. Clark Johnson and Dustin Duncan back. Coach, you were talking off the air. As soon as Platte Valley went to this zone, it has given the Bulldogs a little bit of a tussle here.
It has, and now they came out. They drew up something prior for a zone, and they're back in their
go
man.
Go back in their man. Look at this. Here's Weber with a basketball for UH. Down the side goes Connor Weber, and they call it travel. Looked like he might have got tripped, but they just called traveling on it. Boy, the Bulldogs having a hard time getting on track here. 22-10. Broncos in front by 12 here. Inbound in the backcourt. Hofer's going to get in. Here's a long pass to Waimira. Falling down Waimira to the bucket, and he missed the lay-in. That was tough.
Bad angle.
Andrew Cordova just took a splatter on the floor. Nice pass into Connor Weber, and he lays it home. First bucket of the second quarter for the Dogs goes to Connor Weber. He's got four now, 22-12. Ball in the backcourt, Waimira to the front court now. Going to dish right-hand side for Edstrom. Braylon's got three on the way. Back of the rim, no good. Rebound tipped out and taken here by Chase Heck. Heck's going to give it up. Pass by Desmond Williams to the front court. Give it to Connor Weber. Weber looked like he'd traveled. Did he? Yeah, he slid it. Got in a little bit of trouble and got bumped. And then picked up the pivot foot, so it's out of bounds to the Broncos. Boy, that referee doesn't wait at all for you to grab the basketball. He'll just lay it down and start counting. Ball to the front court here for Preston Hofer. Hofer with the basketball, dribbles right-hand side, give it to Edstrom. Down low with the post-up is Max Sink, but we've got a foul. 3 seconds? Or
I think he's called out of bounds.
Oh, he did.
On the sideline.
On the sideline, I didn't see it. 6:07 to go here in the half. 22-12, Broncos in front by a 10 spot. On this floor last year, 54-53, the Broncos. They've won 4 of 6 in the series. Front court, right elbow ball goes to Arthur Zimmer. First time Zimmer's been in. Here's Weber for three, back of the rim, no good. Long rebound to Desmond Williams. Williams back up, give it a Heck outside the arc, left-hand side. Back to Desmond, top of the key. Spin it right-hand side, Cordova wants three. That's no good. Rebound is off, into the hands of Zimmer, put back on the way, got it, Arthur Zimmer.
Three chances to get it there. That was a good job by UH.
Yeah, you're trailing by 10. You've got to get second chances, especially when you're not hitting the first ones. And the Bulldogs did that time. Here's Hofer to the front court. Looking to go left-hand side. He does. Give it up for Cameron Mundrell. He'll give it to Edstrom now. Back top of the key to Waimira. Zach with the basketball. Where is he going to go with it? Zach goes right-hand side to Cameron Mundell again. Back out on top with it. Hofer's got it. Connor Weber comes out to change him. Here's Hofer. Good crossover by Hofer. Throw it up and in.
That was a good move by Hofer there. Crossed him up.
Preston Hofer's got 5 in a basketball game. That was a good move. Front court. Hofer, what is he averaging? 1.5 a game. Here's Desmond outside with it. Williams looks at Weber but goes to Cordova. Now they go cross-court with it. Weber wants to go against Mundrell here to the hole. Throw up the runner, no good. Cameron's got the rebound. Here he comes. Give it to Waimira. Right-hand side. Got Zink on the right. Here is Waimira now. In front of the UH bench. Give it to Cameron Mundell. Ball knocked away and stolen. And that is Desmond Williams. Slam dunk time.
He anticipated that very well right there.
First bucket of the ball game for Desmond Williams, and it's a soft slam dunk. 24-16, Bulldogs back within 8. Big lead's been 12. Ball outside, Zink wants 3. Bingo.
You got to start getting a hand in his face.
Yeah, you just can't let him go and shoot that. That's 8 for Max here in the first half. Great job by Preston Hofer as he goes out for the Broncos here. 27-16. So UH fights back a little bit, gets a couple of buckets, and then Max Sink says, not so fast, my friend, and drills the three, 27-16. Here is Gage Schmidtke to the front court with a basketball. Back into the zone again now for Brian Kenigi's team. Ball inside to Heck. Good pass. Underneath, Chase Heck lays it in, and he's fouled.
You know, Short should have made sure he took that to the ground.
Yeah, absolutely. If you're going to foul him, make it count, as they say. 27-18, Chase Heck, who has 7 points in the ball game here, averaging 8.6, 6.5 boards, so he's active. 7 points here in the first half, though. He's high 17 this year against Middle Park. 3:50 to play here in the half. 27-18. Heck eyes the basket. Chase's free throw, no good. Front of the rim. Tipped out like a volleyball player. Max Zink says, I'll take it. And will come the other way with the basketball now. Belongs to Waimira. Zach trying to get around Gage Schmidtke. Gives it to Braylon Edstrom on the outside instead. Here's Edstrom. Top of the key here. Give it a Talon Short. Back to Edstrom. Or back to Waimira, I should say. Pass inside off the hands of Max Zink and taken away here by UH. Connor Weber back the other way. He's going to try to go coast to coast, but a foul on the drive. They are going to get Cody Resnick. Resnick is a junior. Doesn't get a ton of playing time, but he's on the court right now. Picks up the foul right there. Outside to Williams. Desmond will spin and give it outside. Villarreal to Schminke in the corner here. And the basketball belongs with Arthur Zimmer, and a foul here on Talon Short. So a couple of quick ones.
It is. Talon should have closed out a little shorter on that one.
Good job on his name. Shorter, Talon Short. You got it. See, coach is using the puns tonight. Looking to have some fun over here. Foul on Talon Short. It's his second. Team fouls. What did they make there on that?
They got a three.
Who hit it?
Number four for UH.
All right. So, University, Caden Villarreal knocked down the tray there. All right. 2:56 to go. We're down to a six-point ball game now. 27-21 and a foul against Gage Schminke here. And he'll go help Zach Wymura. Or did they call him out of bounds? They did. So, great defense by Schminke right there. Here, look at the UH.
Make a little run here.
They were down 12, little 4-0 run right here. It's 27-21. They're a six-point ball game. Here's Schminke to the front court. 2:43 to go until halftime. Picks up the dribble. Goes left-hand side here to Connor Weber. Skip pass. Villarreal for three. Back of the rim, no good. Rebound is off. Offensive rebound. Villarreal to Weber for three. That's the back of the rim, no good. Ball tipped out. Trying to save it right there was Resnick. While falling out of bounds, it goes back to UH. Corner with a basketball and a travel by Villarreal.
He had a good look. I think he should have taken that shot.
Yep. Second choice, I think he would have fired it. 27-21, Broncos by six on their home court here. 2:20 to go here in the first half. All right, front court for Preston Hofer. Hofer guarded by Schminke, left-hand side outside the arc, Wymura. Nice pass down low here. The scoop inside to Resnick. They'll go back out on top now. Get the basketball outside. That's Zach Wymura. Free throw line, 15-footer, no good. Rebound, Connor Weber and Desmond Williams. Williams going to get credit for it. Here's Desmond to the front court now. Outside to Arthur Zimmer. Down the lane, all the way. Throw it up and in. Arthur Zimmer. Zimmer's got four, and the lead is four, 27-23. Here's Wymura. He wants to go coast to coast. In deep all the way. Throw it up. Nobody's going to get free throws. So a 1:37 to go. Team fouls. This is going to be the fifth, I believe, on UH. It's only the fourth, actually. 14 fouls apiece. We may not even get to the bonus here in the first. An early start and a quick game. Inbound, knocked away and stolen. Ball comes back on the garbage, goes to Platte Valley. Outside for three, the miss by Wymura. Mundell tries to go for the offensive board. Save out of bounds. Who's basketball? It's going to stay with the Broncos.
UH has made an adjustment, and they're trying to trap that first pass.
Inbound coming now for Hofer, 27-23 Broncos, 1:27 to go. Get it to Wymura. He goes up, and Gage Schminke got the block on it, but they're going to call a foul here. They get Villarreal?
Yeah.
And they did get Villarreal, his first with a push from behind. So free throws coming, a two-shot foul, and Zach Wymura is going to get to the foul line right here. 69% foul shooter. Thank you to my good friends at AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland. Don Scott, his great staff folks, taking care of my car, my kids' cars. They can do the same thing for you and your family, keep you on the road and driving. Total integrity. It's what they're based on, man. Great customer service and great expertise. AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland. They're putting the care back into car care. Free throw by Wymura is good. He got one of the two, Zach did. So the lead, that's 3 points for Wymura in the ballgame. The lead is five for the Broncos here. Kick it outside. Ball belongs to Connor Weber. He'll go to the right elbow. Kick it back outside. Now top of the key to Zimmer. Desmond Williams in the corner now against Wymura. Go to the hole. Williams kicks it back out to Weber. Weber wants three. Yes, sir.
That's what he did the other night. Got to the paint and had a kick out.
Yeah, when Williams goes to the paint, everybody goes after him. Ball outside here to Cameron Mundell. 50 seconds to play in the half. Two-point lead Broncos. Down low, Zink. Nice move. Max Zink, lay it in. 8 in the quarter, 10 in the game for Max Zink. Ball to Schmidtke. Did he walk? They're going to call a travel here, aren't they? Yep. It was almost a Euro step, but then he kind of dragged that foot the rest of the way.
Yeah, it was close.
So 30-26, Broncos by 4. They've led by as many as 12 here in the first half, and we'll see if they hold for one here. 35 seconds to go. No shot clock here in Colorado high school basketball, but I think it's coming. I think it's right around the corner. Ball to the front court. Give it to Wymira. Zach down the lane. All the way. Throw it up off the glass and in. Beautiful play by Zach Wymira.
Great body control.
Boy, you said it. 5 for Wymira in the ballgame, who gets 19 a game. Zink's got 10. He gets 21 a game. Here's Williams. Tiptoes in. Give it outside to Villarreal. Caden tries to pivot. Go baseline. In trouble. Great job defensively by Hofer. Here they come, and that's the end of the half. But that was a great job defensively by Preston Hofer for the Broncos.
It was. He did an outstanding job turning them, went straight up, got the block, and then they ran it out.
We are done with a half of basketball here in Kersey. The home team, the Broncos 32, the UH Bulldogs 26. We'll come back in a few minutes with our halftime show, get the scoring for you, take a little talk about our first half, and then we'll also take a look around other matchups here in Northern Colorado. Come back in a moment. This time out brought to you by TBK Bank, a Northern Colorado's voice. It's 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
You could wake up to, or even
Russia's war against Ukraine
TikTok
has boosted
to show teenagers
their updated COVID-19 vaccine right away.
But that other team, they call the Republicans, they voted against
that report has raised concern on Wall Street of a possible recession.
Or start your day with Good Morning NOCO.
We need to quit complaining about so many things because this is still the best country in the world to live in. We've always got a ways to go, but we are so far ahead of others.
Joining us in studio, Weld County Sheriff Steve Reams.
We go out on a bunch of welfare calls where you're just out looking for people that may be having a little bit of mental distress. You add all those calls on top of each other, and my folks are busy.
Good Morning NOCO with Brian Gary and Tanner Schwint.
What's the best radio station to wake up with?
Well, it's got to be 1310. KFKA, don't it?
Yeah, yeah, baby!
Weekdays at 6 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The UNC Bears play on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Really?
Welcome back out here to Platte Valley High School halftime. And the Broncos, the home team here, leading 32-26. Let's get to the scoring here in the first half for University. Down by 6 at the break, the visitors. A couple of 7s on the scoreboard. They were led by Connor Weber, the 6'3 junior, with 7 points. And Chase Heck, 6'2 senior, had 7 points in the first half as well. So where are the points missing from? Gage Schmidtke's got 3 here in the first half. He averages almost 12 a game. And Desmond Williams gets almost 15 a game. He's got only 2. Coach, he just he's been looking more to dish tonight, not so much shooting the basketball.
Yeah, he kind of did that the other night when they played Brush, and I think he'll come out the second half and they'll find ways to get him the basketball so he can get going.
Averaging 14.5 a game is high 24 against Lutheran this year. Yeah, need Desmond Williams to step up, no doubt about it, and Gage Schmidtke, too, in that two-hole out there. Got to start knocking him down. Platte Valley Broncos, I didn't give you the rest of the scoring. For UH, 4 points for Arthur Zimmer, 3 each for Caden Villarreal and Gage Schmidtke, 2 for Andrew Cordova, and 2 for Desmond Williams. in the ballgame. For the Platte Valley Broncos, they were led by Max Zink. His 10, he had 8 of those in the second quarter. He gets almost 21 a game, so you'll get some more from Max. Of course, he had 36 on Saturday against the Eaton Reds. He had 10. Braylon Edstrom had 7 of the basketball game. 3 players with 5. Talon Short, who got the start tonight with the freshman Zach Burton being hobbled. Zach Wymer has got 5 in a basketball game, and Preston Hofer came in and did a really nice job with 5 points as well in the first half. So that's the way it's looking. Preston Hofer with 5, Zach Wymer with 5, I told you, and Talon Short with 5. So that's the scoring in the ballgame. Halftime for the Broncos, and Broncos own a 6-point lead here at the half. Coaches at halftime, what are they saying? I mean, are we going to see anything majorly different in the ballgame, or we're going to come out and what I did like was the Broncos changing up their defense a little bit.
Yeah, UH has got to have an answer to that. They have to decide, you know, what they're going to do offensively. Sure. Push the ball, not let them set that zone if they can. And if not, you know, what is their zone offense to get them looks? You know, and Platte Valley keep changing up their defense was a good answer. Offensively, I think Platte Valley just keep continuing to do what they're doing.
All right, Friday night we're going to be over at Windsor High School. Greeley West and Windsor on Friday night, 7 o'clock will be that tip. Check that. Join us tomorrow. We're going to go through the rest of the week at KFKA on Clark and the Coach tomorrow between 10 and 11. Should be fun. We're also going to get Desmond Williams, our Norfolk Iron and Metal Player of the Week. We're going to talk to him tomorrow for sure. And there was one other interview that we had on the hook. I was going to check that for you guys too. So let me see who else. Oh, Ruben Lucero, the Valley Wrestling Coach, going to be on Clark and the Coach tomorrow. So that's the way that looks like. Halftime here, it is 32-26. The home team, the Platte Valley Broncos in front by 6 over University at the break. We'll come back with our second half in a moment right here from Kersey. This time out brought to you by TBK Bank on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Second half underway here in Kersey. They went down low to Max Zink and a foul. So our first foul, we never got to the bonus in the first half. Immediate foul here in the first 10 seconds of the second half goes against the Broncos. UH with a basketball outside Connor Weber. Right wing outside the arc of the top of the key. Schmincke down low. Desmond Williams says thank you very much, and he lays it in.
I think they're going to go to him a lot this half.
Well, with 2 points in the first half, Coach, I think they have to. Let the floodgates open for Desmond here. Ball to the front court. Now a 4-point game. Left corner, it is the left elbow. Cameron Mundell knocks it down.
They're trying to press up a little bit on that first pass again.
Ball to the front court belongs to Schmincke. Give it outside for Villarreal. Connor Weber, right wing, inside to Desmond. He'll go low block. Nice move inside. Desmond Williams on a miss inside. Got to knock that one down. Here comes the rebound. Zink, give it to Wymura. Zach down the lane. Little 13-footer on the way. Count of it goes. Zach Wymura hooping the harm. 7 for Zach in a basketball game. His high 24 this year against Yuma. 69% foul shooters, 1 for 2 at the stripe here tonight. 58 ticks into the second half here. 36-28, Broncos by 8. Free throw on the way is good. So the three-point play the old way. 37-28, 9-point advantage, Platte Valley, led by as many as 12 in the first half. Connor Weber goes into the hole in slow motion. Give it back outside here to Schmincke and now to Williams, top of the key, Desmond. Dribbles up slow here against Mundell. Going to go to the elbow. Now kick it in the corner. Schmincke wants 3 on the way. Yes, sir. Gage Schmincke.
Again, he got to the key and had a nice kick out for 3.
Yeah, he can do it all. Desmond Williams with the assist on the play. Ball to the front court, 37-31. Here's Wymer in front of his own bench. Give it to Mundell. 17-footer at the top of the free throw line. Cameron Mundell.
He's had 2 from there this quarter.
4 points for Cameron, as Coach just said here in the quarter. 39-31, Broncos back by 8. Weber with the basketball, 6-10 to play third. Skip pass left-hand side, outside the arc, Williams. Desmond, pump fake, going to go to the hole. Nice spin move inside, missed it, but they call it travel, and I don't think that's a travel.
No, he didn't.
Quick move, an athletic move. may have looked like a travel to some. 39-31, Bronco basketball. Front court now. Wymer is going to give it up here for Hofer. Hofer right-hand side with a basketball. Preston wants three on the way. Front of the rim, no good. Rebound to Schmidtke. Here they come. Gage with Williams on the left. Gage with a basketball. Give it to Weber, the trailer. Back to Schmidtke. He'll try to drive in, throw up the runner. No, but he's going to get free throws.
Looked like he stepped on his foot there.
Yes. 98% of those rolled ankles coming down on somebody's foot, right?
Always.
I mean, that's the game of basketball. I spent, I think from maybe 3 weeks into my freshman campaign in high school, I spent the rest of the my high school 4 years with shaved ankles and legs, you know?
Yeah.
In the olden days, they'd have to shave you. They didn't have all this great technology where they could put on that pre-wrap and then tape you up on the outside of it. So as he makes the free throw, I used to go to the beach down in California, and people would look at me going, why is half your leg shaved? Schmidtke made one of the two. So a 39-32 ball game, and what do we got? Is this a T?
Technical on Coach Irvin.
I'm not sure if it was Bobby or who it was, but they're pointing at the bench right now. And the Dogs, they get a technical foul, and you're going to put Max Zink at the foul line shooting two here. So 5:40 to go. Zink to the foul line. Max eyes the bucket. Only one at that end of Kersey, and it spins in and out, no good.
That's another rule high school needs to change as far as making the coach restricted to the bench after a technical.
Sure. Next one on the way, that's good. So Zink gets one of the two. Max has 11 in the ballgame. And the Broncos lead by 8 again, and they'll get the inbound here. Gage Schmidtke goes out of the basketball game. Arthur Zimmer comes in here for UH. Ball belongs to Platte Valley in front by 8 here. They led by as many as 12 in the first half. Led by 6 at the break. Here's Wymira with the basketball now. Zach right-hand side to Hofer. Preston with it. Zimmer's got him defensively. Picks up his dribble about 30 feet from the hoop and goes to Cameron Mundell in the corner. Back out on top. Hofer's got the basketball. They're deliberate right now, which is fine. They've got an 8-point lead. Ball outside to Wymira. Right elbow. 17-footer. Good-looking shot.
He rose above those guys and knocked it down.
Love that. When he gets to the elbow and used that inside foot as a pivot to square up to the bucket, that's a fine-looking shot. Here's Arthur Zimmer outside. 11 guarding 11. Zink on him. Give it to Williams. Desmond for three. Back of the rim, no good. Ball in the corner. Tipped out of bounds. Whose ball? It's going to stay with the UH Bulldogs. 4:58 to play here in the third. 10-point lead, Platte Valley. Inbound in the corner. Zimmer wants three. That's no good. Rebound is off. Fought for. Chase Heck falling inside. Cameron Mundell got the block. Ball lost in the corner out of bounds. Who's? Is it going to stay with the Broncos here? No, it's going to go to UH.
UH needs to have an answer here.
They sure do. They need something offensively, Coach. Here's the inbound for Connor Weber. Give it outside here to University Bulldogs. That is Caden Villarreal. Outside to Williams. Left elbow from 17. That's no good. Offensive rebound, Connor Weber. Good spin move inside. Put it up. Basket. No! They're going to call it a travel on Connor Weber. I thought they were going to get hoop in the arm, but they'll take the basket away.
They've had a couple of those where they've seen a travel.
4:30 left, third quarter, 10-point lead, Broncos front court. Outside, they want three on a travel on that, is that right? Okay. Zach's pretty calm, Wymira after the travel. I didn't see it, all right. 10-point ball game here, inbound for Williams right in front of his own bench, or rather the Platte Valley Broncos bench. And now we will re-inbound to basketball for some reason.
I got some water on the
floor. Oh, is that right? Okay. Other end of the court right here. 4:22 to go here in the third. Nearing the halfway point of quarter number three. 42-32. Broncos by 10. Here's UH with the basketball. And Caden Villarreal to the front court. Villarreal kicks it right-hand side against this zone defense from Broncos now. Almost stolen away. Good anticipation by Braylon Edstrom. And it's off of UH, tipped off Edstrom, and then I think off Arthur Zimmer out of bounds. Platte Valley 10-point lead and the basketball. Backcourt here to Zach Wymura. Come to the front court against Caden Villarreal. Right by his own bench there. Brian Kanigi shouting out instructions. Get it inside to Zink. Missed the jumper. Rebounds off, and Weber's got it for UH. Connor will come back the other way. Give it to Caden Villarreal. All the way left-hand side now for Desmond Williams. Back to Villarreal. Nice pass inside, and Heck is fouled. So Chase is going to get a couple of free throws here. 3:47 to play in the third. 10-point lead Broncos. Chance to cut it to 8 here if Chase Heck can knock down a couple of free throws. Thanks to my good friends, Amco of Fort Collins, Amco of Loveland. Don Scott, 40 years out there in Fort Collins, number one store in the region. Now for the last couple of years, they've spread that joy to Loveland. You get, as Heck misses the first of two free throws, you get all that experience and all that customer service right in Loveland as well. Get your car out there. They'll take care of you. It is my good friends, Amco Fort Collins, Amco of Loveland, putting the care back into car care. Free throw for Heck, second one. It's on the way. That's no good as well. Rebound in the corner, and Wymura runs it down. 0 for 2 for Heck. Ball in the corner. Do they get a jump ball here? They do. Arthur Zimmer and Zach Wymura tied it up, and where are we going to go? It's going to be Bronco basketball. .343 left, third quarter, 10-point lead, Platte Valley. Baseball pass to Wymura. He's ahead of the group down the right-hand side. Threw up the runner, no good. Rebound is off, tipped out, taken by Arthur Zimmer. Desmond Williams did a nice job coming from behind to defend that time. Here's Desmond back the other way with a basketball. Dribbling between players, get a top of the key. That's Villarreal for three, no good. Rebound, Mundell, and a foul on Connor Weber here on a push. Well, Coach, UH down by 10 and really needed to find somebody that's going to get to the bucket and start putting it in the hole.
They do. They haven't been able to get over that hump, and they got to find some answers somewhere.
11 minutes and 23 seconds of basketball left on the night, so they got to get going. Here comes the front court, Preston Hofer with a basketball. In there in the back court with Zach Wymura. Hofer to the hole, kick it out right-hand side, and a travel. Slid on the floor for a second and just lost his footing.
Hopefully UH comes out here and has a good set that they can get a look on a dead ball.
Needs something just to get the fluidity, just to get the ball rolling here. Front court with it. Caden Villarreal, left-hand side to Zimmer. About 30 feet from the bucket. Zimmer's going to go back here to Villarreal. Waving down low is Desmond Williams. They got the ball to Chase Heck, and he's fouled.
They got that high post touch, and he started attack. That's what I would continue to do.
And if you're going to go high post, why not high post there and then get Desmond to flash in and get him the basketball?
Yep.
All right, Heck to the foul line. Made one of two a second ago. This one's on the way and good. It rolls in. Heck's got 8 in the basketball game now. 42-33. Next one coming for Chase here. And for the Broncos, Cody Riznick, the junior, goes out. Free throw on the way, and that one is no good. Rebound off and taken here, and they got to travel at this end. So the rebound for the Broncos, that was Caleb Maxey, senior. Haven't called his name, just checked into the ballgame.
Two guys from Platte Valley were fighting over it.
Yep, that's exactly right. Nice pass. Desmond Williams to Heck inside, and he missed the gimme. Rebound to Connor Weber. That's a miss. Rebound Desmond Williams. Says, I'll take care of it myself, and he lays it home. And a player is down. That's Mundell, who's hurt and rolling around, writhing in pain on the floor. The bucket went to Williams. He's got 6. And now we hope Cameron is okay. We're going to get an injury timeout here, so we'll step aside. Give us a 30-second timeout. We'll come back in a moment. Right now, 42-35. Broncos by 7, 2:43 left third quarter. This timeout is brought to you by TBK Bank, Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
When it comes to my pickup, I want it to look good and work hard, just like me. CRP 4x4 in Greeley always has exactly what I need to make my pickup my own. From finding the right hitch for the job at hand to tonneau covers, CRP has what I need.
When it comes to my truck, I want it to look better and work harder than I do. I need an easy-to-use, slick truck bed cover to keep my groceries safe when I pick up the grandkids to go home and make cookies. No matter what your 4x4 needs are, CRP 4x4 Truck Outfitters has what you're looking for. 2102 9th Street in Greeley.
Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Back out here in Kersey, this doesn't look great right now for Cameron Mundell and the Platte Valley Broncos. They're leading the game by 7, but that's secondary right now. Mundell went down. Don't know if he rolled an ankle, Coach, if it was a knee or what the situation was, but he just looked like he was going to try to get up. Now they're going to go again and try to get him up. Gets the left foot, and I'll bet that's an ankle.
Yeah, it looked like he got caught up in the mix.
No pressure on it at all, you know. Yeah. There it is. Do you know a basketball player in the world that doesn't have bad ankles, though? I mean, it's just the game is littered with ankle injuries. It is simply what it is. So thank you to my good friends at A&W in Eaton, folks. North end of town down there, Shannon and Tammy, the whole gang, they're terrific. They're doing a ton of hiring right now. Go down and talk to them about that. Have you had the new peach shake? Get down there and try that. But they've got $2 off combos on any combo on a Thursday. They've got, they can just have all kinds of specials down there. So breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Open at 7, close at 9 o'clock. They also have Uber Eats. So if you want your A&W at home, you can get it there as well. A&W in Eaton, the proud and official sponsor of Preps Radio. Ball to the front court. Hofer's got it. Preston with it. Four guarding four there. Villarreal on him. Give the basketball to Zach Wymer. In the corner to Brenglin Edstrom. Against Connor Weber. Goes baseline. They converge on him. Give the ball outside to Zink. Max to the hole. In deep. All the way. Lay it up and score it. Max has 3 in the quarter. 13 in the game.
Happened with a ball fake. And he was able to get to the glass.
Front court now for Villarreal. Give it outside for Cordova. Skip pass to Heck. Chase looked at 3. Passed it up. Cordova spins it left-hand side. Villarreal down the lane. Throw up the runner. That's no good. Offensive rebound. Put back up and in. Desmond Williams.
That's what's going to get UH back in the game. Second chance points.
And number one putting it in the bucket. 6 points in a quarter. 8 in the game now for Desmond. Average is 14.5 a game, but that thing's going to get close to 20 before we're done this year. Ball right-hand side. 7-point lead Broncos and the basketball. Here's Hofer. Give it back right-hand side outside the numbers there. Got the basketball to Maxey. Down low, lay it up and in. Basket counts and a foul. Max Zink.
He got himself open with a good cut there, acting like he was going to set a screen and just slipped.
15 for Max now. He had 36 on Saturday against the Reds. Not his career high. Had 38 last year against Kent Denver. Free throw on the way. Back of the rim, no good. Rebound to Chase Heck. All right, front court with it. Going to the hole is Desmond Williams. Had to be taken up right there as Wymira shut him off. Ball goes left-hand side. This is Andrew Cordova outside the arc right in front of his own bench. Ball goes right-hand side to Villarreal. Looking for a screen. Didn't get it. Comes back out with a left-handed dribble. Right-hand side now gets the basketball to Weber outside the arc right baseline. Top of the key now to Heck. He'll spin it left-hand side to Cordova. Everybody touching the basketball for UH. Go inside. Desmond going to the hole. Put it back up and in. Desmond Williams, terrific play.
They get out of the basket and start pushing it. Going to get turnover.
Ball knocked away and almost stolen, as Coach just said. They get it to the front court. Off the hands of Hofer. Whose ball? They're going to go the other way. Turnover time. Well, 44 ticks left in the quarter, and here come the Bulldogs. 7-point lead. See if they can finish strong here. Caden Villarreal to the front court with a basketball now for Bobby Irvin's club. Left-hand side to Cordova, just inside the arc. Spits it right-hand side. They're going to go down low to Williams. Inside, Desmond put it back up and in. No, but a foul, and he's going to get a couple. Now they're making a concerted effort to make sure that every time down the floor the ball goes in to Desmond Williams.
Yeah, that was a good entry pass. He went to the hoop, has a chance to make 2 free throws.
Williams, 67% foul shooter, 8 points in the quarter, 10 in the basketball game. Our current Norfolk Iron Middle Player of the Week on the way with the free throw is good. We're going to get him on the radio tomorrow. So 46-40, 6-point lead Broncos. Chance for the Bulldogs and Desmond Williams to get within five here if he can knock this down. Desmond waits, free throw on the way, second one, that's in and out, no good. Offensive rebound, Chase Heck, can he go back up with it? Let's see where they're going to go, foul on the floor.
It's got to be on number four, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think so. We get Hofer here for the foul. It's the sixth team foul. So for the yeoman share of the fourth quarter, Broncos will be at the foul line. Four Bulldog fouls in the basketball game. So here's the inbound. 28 ticks left in the quarter. Inbound to Williams. Desmond looks at three. That gets Cody Resnick to get up off his feet. They go back inside now to Williams, and it's tapped out of bounds with 18 seconds left. So 46-40, Broncos by six here. And the Bulldogs trying to cut that lead in the final 18 seconds. Out on top to Villarreal. Back in the corner here, Weber. Inside to Williams. He'll back it in. Now into the lane. Desmond going to kick it back outside. Arthur Zimmer, back of the rim, no good. Rebound is off on the floor. Williams goes for it. Ball goes to Wymura. 5 seconds left. Zach to the hole. In deep. Runner off the glass and in. Zach Wymura. Wow, that's a terrific play to end the quarter.
It was. Zach did a good job going and getting the ball on the floor and went 84 feet to the other end.
Gives Wymura 12 in a basketball game. We're done with three quarters here. 48-40. Broncos in front of the Bulldogs. We're back with the final 8 minutes in a moment. This timeout brought to you by TBK Bank. Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Looking good doesn't necessarily make you better at basketball, but it doesn't hurt. This is Dalen Kuntz, basketball player for the Bears, here to tell you about my friends at Top Shelf Printers in Greeley. It's in the name. They are a Top Shelf embroidery and screen print shop that will hook you up with custom logo apparel jobs for your business, school, event, or organization. If you live or work in Northern Colorado, they have you covered. I have them do all my logo and apparel work, and there's no one better. Check them out online at topshelfprinters.com. That's topshelfprinters.com.
The Baker Team at Sears Real Estate, your local real estate experts. Steve Baker, Rhonda Towell, and introducing Seth Baker, combined for over 40 years of real estate experience in the Greeley and Northern Colorado area. They are the local real estate experts that have the experience and knowledge to assist you. They've been in the top 10 highest producing teams in the state for the last 6 years. Nobody knows real estate in Northern Colorado better than the Baker Team at Sears Real Estate. Call them today at 970-302-0879.
Prep sports are on Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFKA.
All right, final 8 minutes. Mark Johnson, Dustin Duncan with you today on Preps Radio. Ball inside. They got the ball down low to Weber, but he misses the 8-footer off the glass. Rebound of the Broncos. Broncos by 8 here. See if the Broncos on their home court can come away with a victory here. Max Zink's going to go to the hole in deep. That's a great play. Zink just put his head down and said, "You're not stopping me." He's got 17. Front court now for Desmond Williams. Williams goes right-hand side for Villarreal. The lead is back to 10 for the Broncos. Just like when it looks like they're starting to cut that lead, we're back up to double digits again.
They are.
Outside shot there missed by Villarreal on the rebound of the Broncos. Broncos just need to be smart. They don't need to be in any hurry at all. 50-40, 10-point lead here at home. Wymura to Edstrom right in front of his own bench. Spinning in the corner here for Resnick. Back out on top. Ball belongs to Hofer. Trying to cut there. Nice job defensively that time by Weber. Cutting off Wymura from the hole. Here's Zach. That's his best shot. Coming off that elbow and just pop, kind of straightening and popping. He missed it that time. Rebound comes off to Williams here. Desmond with a basketball. Give it to Villarreal in the corner here. Schmidtke wants three on the way. Back of the rim, no good. Offensive rebound, Desmond Williams. He'll back it in. Williams going to go back in the corner to Heck here. Chase back to Villarreal. Inside Desmond. About 8 feet from the bucket. He'll turn. He'll go up and under. Lay it up off the glass and in. Desmond Williams has 13.
Had a good move there, and UH is pressuring up full court.
50-42, 8-point ball game. Front court here for Wymura with 6:10 to play in the contest. Resnick, nice pass inside to Zink, and Max wants that one back. Rolled the rim and the gimme and missed it. Ball comes the other way here for Williams. See if Desmond goes to the hole. He'll stop, give it back outside to Schminke. 1 foot inside the arc, 1 foot outside. Now back at baseline, go all the way back out to Heck. Corner here, Villarreal for three. There's Caden Villarreal with a big three.
Bobby's taking the 32nd here, set something up.
So after the three, the ball game gets to be a five-point lead now for the Broncos. And as Coach Duncan said, Coach Urban right now spends the timeout. So gives us a 30-second break. We'll do that right here. 5:50 to go in a basketball game. Five-point lead for the Broncos. Back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by TBK Bank. Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Good morning, Pete. Good morning to you, Ron.
Thank you.
And good morning to you, Spot. You're such a good boy.
It may be a good day in your neck of the woods, but in Eden, it's always a Gould day. Gould Parts in Eden has been serving Northern Colorado for better than 50 years with the best product line of car parts, truck parts, and big machine parts, highlighted by the quality name of Napa. Just call 454-3355 and let Gould Parts do the rest. Gould Parts in Eden, a proud sponsor of Preps Radio.
Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Justin Duncan back with you here at Platte Valley High School. 50-45, Broncos in front by five on their home court. 5.5 to go in the contest. Outside Hofer, the cutter is Edstrom. Braylon inside, boy, what are they going to call here? A foul. That's getting the most out of, without traveling, that he could probably do right there. But Edstrom's going to get two free throws. Look like he walked maybe just a little bit or no?
After some of the ones they've called earlier tonight.
You're right. I guess you got to be consistent. 5:27 to go. And Edstrom to the foul line. Braylon's free throw, no good. Back of the rim. Edstrom, 2 of 7 now this year at the foul line. That has not been a friendly place for him. Second one coming, and that's perfect. So 6-point lead, Broncos. 5:26 to go. Front court for Caden Villarreal. Left side outside the arc, Schminke. Inside to Heck. He'll turn and go back outside top of the key to Connor Weber. Knocked out of his hands, almost stolen by Waimura. Back to Heck, left wing. Top of the key, Villarreal now. Inside, Desmond Williams. He'll turn. Got to go up here. Put it up off the glass. No, boy, he wants that one back. Rebound is off. Resnick will give it to Edstrom. Braylon in the backcourt, boy, they're having a hard time getting it up here. Here's Waimura and a 10-second call. Yeah, I thought any second they're going to get that.
They kind of looked out of sorts there.
They did.
Valley did.
Yep. Fumbling with the basketball a little bit, and a nice job defensively for the UH Bulldogs that were in the area that time. 4:55 to go in the contest now. 6-point lead. Broncos in front, 51-45. Feel like we've got at least one more run for UH coming up, so I think we're going to get close again. All right, here's Desmond to the front court. Williams with it. Try to get around one defender. He'll stop left elbow, give it to Villarreal in the corner for three. In and out, heartbreak. That was halfway down for Caden. It didn't go. Ball comes out to Waimura. Here they come the other way. Zach in deep, Euro step, throw up the runner. No good off the rim, no good. There was contact. Desmond went down, but no call that time. 4.5 to go. Outside with the basketball, it's Weber. Penetrates, give it top of the key now to Williams. Desmond all the way, going to lay it up off the glass. No, offensive foul. Max Zink taking the charge that time.
Max did a good job stepping in there. You could see that coming pretty much the whole way down what was going to come away.
Zink, a quick word with Brian Koenigy, the head coach over in his bench, and now he's back to play defense. Final 4:15 of the contest, 6-point lead Broncos. Talon Short outside with a basketball, give it up. Mostly tonight, it's not been Talon Short, it's been Riley Hofer. Nice pass inside, Zink couldn't finish. Goes back, gets his own rebound, and it gets hammered. Boy, he wants that one back too. Max has missed a few inside tonight that he would normally put down.
He has. They've had two plays right there back-to-back that he probably wants to get both those back.
Got 17 in the game. Free throws coming for Zink here. Get our Alt Feedmill post-game show, our Norfolk Iron and Metal Player of the Game when this one is over. Right now, the Broncos on their home court by 6, and the free throw by Zink is on the way, and it's good. 18 for Max. Kate Schmidtke is going to get a rest here for Bobby Irvin's club, and Arthur Zimmer checks back in here for the Dogs. Second of the two free throws for Max Zink to give him 19 in the game if he hits it. On the way, in and out, no good. Rebounded Desmond Williams. Front court, give the ball to Weber outside the arc. The lead is 7 now. Back to Williams, in deep, all the way. Put it off the glass, rolls back in, and that's a bucket for Desmond Williams. He's got 15. Front court, Resnick was all alone. Short, didn't have his head up, though. Give the ball to a Zink, top of the key, now to Wymira. Baseline in deep all the way, put it up, no, but Zach's going to get free throws.
Zach did a good job attacking the glass there. And
sure did.
Stuff happened.
Foul on the Bulldogs here, and it's going to be on Chase Heck. Well, yeah, Chase Heck, it looks like. Heck's second foul. It's the team's third, and the free throw by Wymira is good. Did he miss it? Oh, I'm sorry. See, you gotta, when I say something wrong, Dustin, you just got to hit me over the head with something.
He got that one.
I looked up at the last second. I thought I saw it going through. 1 out of 2. And the lead is 6 here. Ball baseline here. Throw up the runner. Basket counts and a foul. Arthur Zimmer getting baseline that time. Zimmer's got 6 in the basketball game. Now he averages 8.1 a game. That's a big hoop. You got a 4-point ball game now. And a chance if Zimmer can make the free throw, make it a 3-point game, one possession game, 3:31 to go. Zimmer at the foul line, 62% this year. On the way, rolls off the rim, no good. Weber got inside, got the offensive rebound, had a chance to get it to 2, and then the ball goes off his foot out of bounds.
He's going offense defense here, it looked like, and see what happens when they get another turnover.
3:29 to go in a contest. Broncos by 4, 53-49. Here's the inbound of the backcourt. Resnick's going to get it up to Talon. Short. Short will come to the front court with a basketball now, and he'll hold it up. Give it back to Resnick. He's going all the way to the bucket, and he lays it in. Cody Resnick with the bucket right there, and a timeout. We believe it's taken. Well, or he's talking about it. Let's do this. We've got time to pause 10 seconds for our stations to identify themselves. This is Preps Radio.
Catch the Hull Show with Brady Hull. Weekdays at noon on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Really?
All right, 3:17 left. Bulldogs with a basketball on the road here in Kersey, down by 6. Give it to Williams. He'll go to the hole. Stop, pop, little 10-footer in the lane. Does it get a bounce? No. Rebound, Cody Resnick. Get it outside here to Wymira. Front court, Edstrom goes to the hole and stops. Turn around, little 5-footer blocked away by Desmond Williams. They get it to Weber, other end of the court. Connor will go to the hole, in deep, throw it up, no, but he'll get free throws. So Connor Weber stops the clock, which is a good thing, and gets him to the foul line here, down by 6.
UH down here did a good job defensively and then turned around and pushed the ball.
Thank you to Gould Parts. That's Alan Gould, his great staff down there. Vic, Marie, the whole gang, downtown Eaton. Any part you need, car part, truck part, big machine part, Gould Parts is the place to go as Weber makes the first free throw. Circle their number, stick it up on the fridge, 454-3355. It is Gould Parts in downtown Eaton. Scoreboard sponsor here. Sponsor on Clark and the coach, and sponsor, of course, of Preps Rewind on Saturdays. Free throw good by Connor Weber. So Weber with a pair. It's a 4-point game in the backcourt. Hofer almost threw it out of bounds. They need a timeout, or are they out of bounds here? Let's see. They got the timeout.
Out.
Yeah, I was going to say, again, they looked a little out of sorts trying to move the ball up to court. And Brian Kenigy said, I'll help you. We'll call timeout at the other end here. So 30-second timeout. We'll get away for 30. Our last floating timeout of the ball game. Come back in a moment. 2:49 to go. Broncos in front by 5 on their home court. This timeout brought to you by TBK Bank on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The UNC Bears have one of the most exciting basketball players in the state, and KFKA listeners will get to hear from him every week. The Dalen Coots Show, presented by Top Shelf Printers and Renaissance Insurance Group. Dalen will help Bears fans navigate through the season with insight you won't get anywhere else.
We knew that they were one of the top team in the country, and we know that we had to really hang our hat on defense.
It should be an exciting season for Bears fans, so don't miss The Dalen Coots Show every week on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310 KFKA, and 1310KFKA.com.
Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Really?
Well, there's the inbound in a four-point ball game, and the Broncos, who need to take care of the basketball. Talon Short double dribbles it in the backcourt. So it'll put Braylon Edstrom back into the ball game. Short goes out right now, 2:45 to go. And the University Bulldogs down just four now, Bobby Irvin's club. They've got the basketball. Heck outside, wants three. Front of the rim, no good. Rebound Resnick. He'll get it outside to Wymura. Wymura to the front court. Had a Hofer ahead of him. Couldn't get it there, but a foul. That's going to go against University here. That's only their fourth. I take that back. That's their ninth foul. Am I right on that?
Yeah, ninth.
Yeah. Yeah, ninth team foul against the Bulldogs. So it's going to put Zach Wymura at the foul line right here. Wymira's got 13 points in the ballgame tonight. Free throw on the way by Zach. That's good. All right, 56-51. Broncos by five. Wymira eyes the bucket again. Free throw on the way by Zach. That is good.
That's what they're going to have to do to close this game out.
Yep. Three out of four for Wymira at the line in the quarter. He's got 15 in the ballgame. Front court now outside. It is Heck. Get the basketball to Connor Weber near side here outside the arc. He'll back it in himself. Get it outside to Desmond Williams. Back inside to Weber. Tipped out of his hands out of bounds. But it's going to be University basketball. Weber wants to know why he's getting shoved from behind. And no call. 2:22 left. Platte Valley by six here. Inbound outside to Desmond Williams. Here's Williams. Wants to go to the hole. Spin move. Inside. Up and under. Lay it up. Oh, it came out. Rebound is off. Zink fights for it. It's out of bounds. UH basketball.
That was a good move.
Great move by Williams. Just caromed with some English on it off the iron that time. 57-51 inbound to Heck here. UH down by six. Villarreal top of the key. Zimmer. Here's Heck outside the arc right side. Back to Villarreal, go down low. Williams knocked away, out of bounds. They got a hold, yep. This is against Desmond Williams, I think, yeah. As soon as the ball deflected away, I saw him just reach out and hold Braylon Edstrom that time. So 2:02 to go. You've got 122 seconds left in the ball game and a six-point lead for the Broncos. And going to the free throw line is Braylon Edstrom. One for three tonight, 3 for 8 on the year from the foul line. Braylon eyes it, free throw, good. That's a big one, second one coming up. 58-51, the lead is 7 here. Next one on the way, back of the rim, no good. Rebound to Zimmer, knocked outside, and Connor Weber will pick it up. 7-point lead, Broncos. Williams to the hole. In deep goes Desmond. On top to Heck for three. No. Back of the rim. Offensive rebound. Caden Villarreal. Baseline. He'll kick it in the corner. Arthur Zimmer wants three. In and out. No good. Offensive rebound. Heck. But it's off a leg. Out of bounds. It's going to stay.
Again, three chances at the hoop. You got to get something.
No doubt. Especially when you're down seven right now. 1:40 to go. Connor Weber will inbound with his team down seven up underneath his own offensive hoop. They go corner. It's Arthur Zimmer for three. No good. Rebound Zink inside. Mack will give it up. Max will give it up here. Resnick to Wymura. Zach to the front court now. They double team him. Ball almost knocked away, but Zach comes away alive. Give it out to Zink. 1:20 to play. Here's Wymura down the lane, in deep, little 8-foot runner, bingo. Zach Wymura making a run at Norfolk Iron and Metal Player of the Game here. 60-51 Broncos. Top of the key, Williams. Desmond in deep all the way, put up the runner and get it. Six in the quarter, 17 in the game and a timeout. That is a full timeout, 1:05 to go. Broncos 60 and the Bulldogs 53. In this one,
UH has two timeouts left. You wonder when you start going, you know, when do you start fouling?
Well, yeah, that's the question, right? Down by seven, you think it's got to be imminently. So they got to get it ripping and rolling soon.
Not having that shot clock.
That's right. That is right. Are you a shot clock guy?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, when everywhere you go at the next level, you got a shot clock, right?
Yeah.
Why not learn it? Why not get that stuff figured out? So,
you know, if you want, make it a 45-second like it used to be for men way
sure,
back when.
Sure.
But, you know, 35-something.
When we are done here, folks, the All-Feed Mill post-game show coming up. Feed Mill Equipment, Supplies, and Service. Catch them at 635 Railroad Avenue in Ault. That number to call, 970-834-2132. We'll have our Norfolk Iron and Metal player of the game. If the Broncos win this, as they have a seven-point lead with a minute and a half to go, Norfolk Iron and Metal player of the game going to be between Max Zink and Zach Wymura. Zink has 18 in the ballgame. Wymura has 17 in the game. All right, inbound in the backcourt goes to Wymura. Backcourt, Talon Short's going to get it up here to Resnick, and he almost threw it away. Tipped off the hands here to Hofer, and a foul, and Preston Hofer's going to get to the foul line. So 54 seconds left, 7-point lead, and Preston Hofer, I do not have him shooting a free throw this year yet. And it is a double bonus, so he's going to shoot a pair here. Free throw on the way is perfect. You looking for free throws?
Yeah.
Was that right?
You were right.
Look at that. Every once in a while. Even a broken clock, Dustin is right twice a day.
That it is.
Next one on the way. That one goes in and out. No good for Hofer. So he made one of the two. The lead is eight. 50 seconds left. We're not quite done yet. Desmond Williams, left elbow. Outside to Heck. They'll spin the basketball to Villarreal. Down low, they threw it away. Tried to get it to Williams. He was on the move, and the ball went to Resnick instead. Backcourt ball knocked away and stolen. Williams with the love tap. He'll go in and lay it in here. So Williams got the steal and then got the bucket on the return. He's got 19 in the ballgame, 35 seconds left now, 61-55, and all you're doing for the next 35 seconds is if you can't get a steal on the inbound, you're fouling and putting him at the line.
Yeah, you know, they got to make sure they get the best free throw guy the ball, and UH has got to get a hand on the ball.
AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland, folks, they are the best. If you're looking for somebody to take care of your car, whether it's maintenance or you've got repair issues, if you're like me, it's just a matter of trusting somebody. Well, about 3 years ago, I found the perfect solution. Now, it's more than that now. My friends at AMCO Fort Collins, Don Scott, Lance Pickett down there, just have treated me like family. And so all I do is take my car, my kids' cars there, and they absolutely keep the Johnson family on the road. They're going to keep you guys on the road as well. Got you covered in Loveland, too. You got a bigger car, motorhome, sprinter van, something like that, and you need front-end work, go to the Loveland store. They got the big, deep bays over there. Dave Martin in Loveland, and you've got Lance Pickett in Fort Collins. AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland in Fort Collins. Call Lance, 226-4477 in Loveland. Dave Martin's your guy, 667-3006. AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland. They are putting the care back into car care. 35 ticks left inbound Platte Valley. Almost immediately there'll be a foul in here once they get it in. Inbound to Wymura. Gets the ball to almost half court. Haven't fouled yet. They give it a Talon Short. They got a foul here. They got the ball to Edstrom. Edstrom drives in. Doesn't shoot. Smart play. And now Talon Short is fouled in front of his own bench. Took 12 seconds off the clock there.
Yeah, they did a nice job burning some clock there. Kicked it back out. Now he's got to knock down the free throws.
What is now a two-possession game, if you had knocked down two trays, is going to be a three-possession game if they make one of the two free throws. Talon Short free throw is good. He's got six in the basketball game, and the Broncos, more importantly, have a three-possession lead, 62-55, 24 ticks left. If you are the Platte Valley Broncos, do not foul here.
Get away.
62-55. Make them earn the bucket, but don't put them at the line. Next one's good. Short made both. Couple of key free throws there for the sophomore. 63-55. Lead is eight. Ball comes to the front court here for Desmond Williams. Williams to the hole. Back outside for Weber. down inside now. They kick it back to Heck. Here's Villarreal for three. On the way, front of the rim, no good. Tipped out of bounds. Whose ball? It's going to go to the Broncos. Brian Kanigi, I think, is going to use a timeout here. So Kanigi will use the timeout. We'll set it for you. 12 seconds left. Broncos all but in the win column here. 63-55. Eight fouls against the Broncos, 10 against the Bulldogs. And now it's just a matter of hitting a couple of free throws. And the Platte Valley Broncos will move to 5-2 on the year. Next up for them, ooh, look at that, Coach. Thursday, all they do is have to go take on number one Faith Christian. That'd so we'll see. Haven't seen Faith in the number one spot in a number of years, but in the olden days when Andrew Hawes was coaching at Faith, they were there a bunch.
They were. We played them. They used to come up to the Fossil Ridge tournament.
They did.
When I was at Windsor, and we played them the first game out of the year.
63-55. The lead is 8 right here. Friday night, folks, will be at Windsor High School, place that Coach Duncan here made his home for how long? How many years varsity head coach there?
9 or 10.
Yep, 9 or 10. Hard to remember those. That was a long time ago in this life.
It was.
63-55, but I know I'm going to find you on a varsity head coach bench. I think it's fairly certain. Ball to the front court. Here's Wymiro with it. And a foul outside. And that's it. Ball game is going to be over. They run out the time, and the Broncos win this one over the Bulldogs, 63-55. Come back with the Alt-Feed Mill postgame show in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back here to Platte Valley High School. Clark Johnson and Dustin Duncan with you. And tonight the Broncos on their home court win this one 63-55. Coach kind of got that lead, and although the Dogs a number of times tried to cut into it, got it down to two or three a couple of times, but it seems like every time they did that, Broncos on their home court would pop it back up to 10 points or so.
Yeah, that, you know, Platte Valley did a good job. They got up 12, and UH never gave up, and like you said, got it to two or three, but just can never get over that hump.
This is our Alt Feed Mill postgame show. Feed Mill Equipment Supplies and Service. Catch them at 635 Railroad Avenue in Alt. That number to call, 970-834-2132. Let's get the scoring in a ball game for the Dogs, who lose, and they drop to 5-5 now. And, in fact, against the Platte Valley Broncos, the Dogs have dropped 5 of the last 7 meetings. University tonight led by Desmond Williams, 19 points in the basketball game, 9 for Connor Weber, 8 tonight for Chase Heck, 7 points for Gage Schmintke, 6 points each for Caden Villarreal and for Arthur Zimmer, and 2 points tonight for Andrew Cordova. For the Platte Valley Broncos, they're led by Max Zink with 18 points, 17 for Zach Wymira tonight, 9 points for Braylon Edstrom, 7 for Talon Short. Preston Hofer had 6 points in a basketball game. And let's see, Cameron Mundell had 4. And Cody Resnick, 2 points, a bunch of rebounds, and some great defense for Cody for the junior coming off the bench tonight. Our Norfolk Iron and Metal player of the game, that is Zach Wymira, the point guard for the Platte Valley Broncos. You might call him the two guard out here, but handles the ball a ton. He had 17. He had 5 points, big points, in the fourth quarter, and had 12 in the second half. Zach Wymira is your Norfolk Iron Medal player of the game. We're going to have an interview on Clark and the Coach with Zach on Thursday. Just got done talking to him now, so we'll get to hear from the Platte Valley senior on Thursday. All right, that's it for us. We're going to come back and wrap things up in the final segment of our Alt-Feed Mill postgame show on a night when the Broncos beat the Bulldogs 63-55. We're back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310 KFKA.
Not every job is a big job, but they're all important. That's why at Alt Feed Mill, they have tote bags of feed that are easy to carry in the back of the pickup and custom rations to fit whatever your operation requires. You can also be sure to find custom feed for pigs, goats, and sheep. So when you're in need of the good stuff for your outfit, be sure to go to Alt Feed Mill. Call the feed mill at 970-834-2132 or visit them in Ault on the east side of Highway 85. Ault Feed Mill, agricultural business done right.
For over 40 years, AAMCO of Fort Collins has been Northern Colorado's leader in transmission and vehicle repair. You can count on AAMCO's certified technicians to diagnose and fix your car right the first time. From transmissions to brakes and alignments to scheduled maintenance, AAMCO does it all with the best warranty in the business. So for your total car care needs, give Lance a call at 226-4477 and schedule an appointment today. AAMCO of Fort Collins is a proud sponsor of Preps Radio.
Hey everybody, this is Sandy with Benchmark Medical Group in Windsor. Are you ready to lose some weight and feel better? We have been doing weight loss in Northern Colorado for almost 16 years. And you've heard a lot about our radio DJs, just like Brian Gary, that lost 140 pounds. We're really excited to tell you guys about our $99 a month membership program, which includes fitness and all of your nutritional weekly visits. We start everybody out with a comprehensive blood analysis. It's not like your regular physical. These tests are very specific to find markers inhibiting your ability to lose weight. Why is your metabolism slow? We look at how many carbs, fats, and proteins you should be eating to effectively lose weight, but most importantly, sustain the weight loss. If you're interested in finding out more about what we have to offer in Windsor, please go to our website, benchmarkmedicalgroup.com, and hit the contact us button, and we'll set you up with a consultation.
Hear Bears basketball on the Voice of the Bears. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
All right, welcome back, folks. Ault Feed Mill postgame show here in Kersey. And the Broncos win 63-55 tonight against the University Bulldogs. 5-2, the Broncos go to Thursday. They'll be at Faith Christian, number one Faith Christian. That should be a dandy. So for the Broncos, before they get going, because this, even though this was Patriot League, it still wasn't a conference game because it's 4A against 3A, Dustin. They got to turn around. They got to go play Faith Christian after this. So that's going to, and Faith sitting at number one right now, going to give us a little look-see at what that Metro's like this year, right?
It will. You know, the Metro historically is a pretty tough league, and they'll see where they stack up against those guys.
For the University Bulldogs, well, they'll start their conference on Thursday. They are at home, and they're going to take on Resurrection Christian. So Coach Yoder and his team will be at University High School. That's not an easy one to start for Bobby Irvin's club.
No, it's not. You know, Coach Yoder, have them ready to go, and Coach Irvin, we'll see where they are.
Yep, no doubt about it. Coach, thanks for jumping in with us tonight, and you're welcome anytime. Front door's always open for you, okay?
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Dustin Duncan jumping in with me again tonight, and very, very enjoyable. Longtime head basketball coach out here at Windsor High School, and then longtime assistant in all of the different sports over at Eaton High School. So that's it for us on the Ault Feed Mill postgame show. Once again, our Norfolk Honor Medal player of the game, Zach Wymura from the Platte Valley Broncos here tonight. Broncos win it 63-55. Thank you, Michael Kirkpatrick, back in the studio. I'm Clark. That's Dustin. Everybody be safe. Final score, once again, Platte Valley 63, University 55. You heard it right here on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.